Chapter 23. And having risen, the whole multitude of them did lead him to Pilate, and began to accuse him, saying, This one we found perverting the nation, and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying himself to be Christ a king. And Pilate questioned him, saying, Thou art the king of the Jews? And he answering him, said, Thou dost say it. And Pilate said unto the chief priests, and the multitude, I find no fault in this man. And they were the more urgent, saying, He doth stir up the people, teaching throughout the whole of Judea, having begun from Galilee, unto this place. And Pilate having heard of Galilee, questioned if the man is a Galilean. And having known that he is from the jurisdiction of Herod, he sent him back unto Herod, he being also in Jerusalem in those days. And Herod having seen Jesus did rejoice exceedingly, for he was wishing for a long time to see him, because of hearing many things about him, and he was hoping some sign to see done by him. And was questioning him in many words, and he answered him nothing. And the chief priests and the scribes stood vehemently accusing him. And Herod with his soldiers having set him at naught, and having mocked, having put around him gorgeous apparel, did send him back to Pilate. And both Pilate and Herod became friends on that day with one another, for they were before at enmity between themselves. And Pilate having called together the chief priests, and the rulers, and the people, said unto them, Ye brought to me this man as perverting the people, and lo, I before you having examined, found in this man no fault in those things ye bring forward against him. No, nor yet Herod, for I sent you back unto him, and lo, nothing worthy of death is having been done by him. Having chastised, therefore, I will release him. For it was necessary for him to release to them one at every feast. And they cried out, the whole multitude, saying, Away with this one, and release to us Barabbas. Who had been, because of a certain sedition made in the city, and murder, cast into prison. Pilate again then, wishing to release Jesus, called to them. But they were calling out, saying, Crucify, crucify him. And he a third time said unto them, Why, what evil did he? No cause of death did I find in him. Having chastised him, then, I will release him. And they were pressing with loud voices asking him to be crucified, and their voices, and those of the chief priests, were prevailing. And Pilate gave judgment for their request being done. And he released him, who because of sedition and murder hath been cast into the prison, whom they were asking, and Jesus he gave up to their will. And as they led him away, having taken hold on Simon, a certain Cyrenian, coming from the field, they put on him the cross, to bear it behind Jesus. And there was following him a great multitude of the people, and of women, who also were beating themselves, and lamenting him. And Jesus having turned unto them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but for yourselves weep ye, and for your children. For, lo, days do come, in which they shall say, Happy the barren, and wombs that did not bear, and paps that did not give suck. Then they shall begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For, if in the green tree they do these things, in the dry what may happen? And there were also others, two evildoers, with him, to be put to death. And when they came to the place that is called Skull, there they crucified him, and the evildoers, one on the right hand, and one on the left. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they have not known what they do, and parting his garments they cast a lot. And the people were standing, looking on, and the rulers also were sneering with them, saying, Others he saved, let him save himself, if this be the Christ, the choice one of God. And mocking him also were the soldiers, coming near, and offering vinegar to him. And saying, If thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And there was also a superscription written over him, in letters of Greek, and Roman, and Hebrew, This is the king of the Jews. And one of the evildoers, who were hanged, was speaking evil of him, saying, If thou be the Christ, save thyself, and us. And the other answering, was rebuking him, saying, Dost thou not even fear God, that thou art in the same judgment? And we indeed righteously, for things worthy of what we did we receive back, but this one did nothing out of place. And he said to Jesus, Remember me, Lord, when thou mayest come in thy reign. And Jesus said to him, Verily I say to thee, today with me thou shalt be in the paradise. And it was, as it were, the sixth hour, and darkness came over all the land till the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the sanctuary was rent in the midst. And having cried with a loud voice, Jesus said, Father, to thy hands I commit my spirit. And these things having said, he breathed forth the spirit. And the centurion having seen what was done, did glorify God, saying, Really this man was righteous. And all the multitudes, who were come together to this sight, beholding the things that came to pass, smiting their breasts did turn back. And all his acquaintances stood afar off, and women, who did follow him from Galilee, beholding these things. And lo, a man, by name Joseph, being a counselor, a man good and righteous. He was not consenting to their counsel, and deed, from Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who also himself was expecting the reign of God. He, having gone near to Pilate, asked the body of Jesus. And having taken it down, he wrapped it in fine linen, and placed it in a tomb hewn out, where no one was yet laid. And the day was a preparation, and Sabbath was approaching. And the women also, who have come with him out of Galilee having followed after, beheld the tomb, and how his body was placed. And having turned back, they made ready spices, and ointments, and on the Sabbath, indeed, they rested, according to the command.